Welcome back to Lucas Oil Stadium. We are at the 2015 NFL Scouting Combine. Day 3 of action in the Media Center is complete, and we're wrapping up our coverage. The big ticket item of the day today is the highest profile player in this class, perhaps, quarterback Jameis Winston. He took to the Combine podium and answered questions that all 32 teams may have about making him the face of their franchise.
I want to let y'all know I made mistakes. And I know I have a past, but right now it's about me moving forward and earning the trust of all these 32 teams out there. I believe everything that happens here is very important. You know, I don't look at any part as being, you know, more important, because this is our first job interview. You know, of course I want to make a first impression, because first impressions last a long time, but I also want to be about what I'm saying. You know, I'm a young man, but now I'm going to the next level to take a grown man's position, and that's important to me. You know, football is my passion. You know, I've been doing this since I was young, and I know the responsibilities that I have to take upon when I'm going to be the face of someone's franchise. A lot of people thought I was fat, but, you know, I'm here. I'm proving everybody wrong. You know what I'm saying? I look good, and I know it.
On the field at the Combine was offensive linemen and tight ends. Offensive line, a position that's tied to the Vikings in a lot of mock drafts, and two players you see quite a bit, Iowa's Brandon Scherff and Pittsburgh's TJ Clemmings.
I mean, hard work pays off, and, you know, you always want to strive to be the best of the best. That's what you want to set your goals for. And, you know, just hanging out with these guys the past 2 days, you know, it's awesome to see where everybody came from, their work ethic and all that. So it's just nice. They asked me what I think, but I said I'm pretty versatile. I feel like I can play guard and tackle, but whatever they need.
I mean, at the time I wasn't having the success I wanted on defense, and offensive line, that literally was my last option. And, you know, I wanted to get back on the field. I wanted to play. I wanted to start again. And just thinking about all of that and just being on the field again, wherever I was, that made it feel right. Like, hey, this is what you got to do. The truth of the matter is I only have 2 years of offensive line under my belt, and that's not going to change from now till the draft. So, you know, it's the truth. I needed some work and some things, and, you know, I'm not afraid of that, and I'm ready to work on the things that people feel that I need to work on.
Amari Cooper is widely considered one of the top wide receivers in this class, but he was answering questions today about what he can do to improve.
I think I can be more consistent in everything that I do. There were definitely times that, you know, I didn't look the ball all the way through when I should have, which could have propelled me from maybe 200 yards to probably, you know, whatever that catch may have been. Definitely times I could have high-pointed the ball, which could have, again, made my numbers look better. So just consistency in everything that I do. You know, I just go out there, try to work as hard as I can to be the best that I can. I mean, I'm only 20 years old. I think I'm one of the youngest players here. So most of those guys are older than me. So I definitely feel like I have a high ceiling and I have a lot to improve on.
We conclude today's quick hits by talking about a current Viking, Teddy Bridgewater. We caught up with ESPN's Josina Anderson to talk Teddy. She was in town for his first start, and she talks about that.
Well, I was there when he made his first start. I did cover that game, and I thought he was very impressive coming in and handling the situation, obviously, when your starter got hurt. I think that he showed himself well, a lot of poise, especially when you put it in the perspective of what happened at his pro day and how it seemed like his stock just, you know, dropped because he wasn't throwing well. And all of a sudden it was the questions, oh, I didn't have my glove. And then he was just, I think what stuck out to me is he was so smooth. And you saw the combination of the mobility and the ability to also throw. And then I think there were a couple games after that where the water came back to the mark and you saw that he is still a young talent, a young prospect. But I think he has a tremendous upside.
That's it for today's quick hits, but our combine coverage continues tomorrow. It'll be day 4, so please click around Vikings.com to catch all of our coverage, and we'll see you tomorrow.